Do you wish you could make more fun vacation memories with your family every year? I'm Lynn Mettler, aka Go-To Travel Gal. Welcome to the Families Fly Free podcast, where I help you learn to travel more by spending less and explain how easy it is for your entire family to fly free. Hey everyone, this is the first in a series of bonus episodes that I'm going to be sharing coming up, where I'm going to be chatting with some members of my Families Fly Free program, and they're going to share with you how they have used all the features and benefits that they get access to as a member to fly their family free. So first up, I have got Krista. She is a mom of three young kids, and her family lives in northern Utah. She was brand new to using miles and points to fly and travel free, and she's going to talk about how they're slowly kind of dipping their toes in the water of doing this, but have already found great success and tremendous savings, not just in flying free, but in traveling on other expenses as well. So please enjoy this chat with Krista. Hey everyone. So today I have brought with us one of the members of the Families Fly Free membership. She is a mom of three. That's right, isn't it, Krista? Yeah. And she lives in northern Utah. And she's been a member of the program for about 6 months. So I wanted to bring her on just to share her experience in the membership, how it's helped her, and you know, kind of what she's been able to do travel-wise that's been different than what she was doing before. So welcome, Krista.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for chatting with me today. So let's just start by telling us kind of what you did travel-wise before versus what you're able to do now that you've learned some things as being a member.
Okay, yes. So before, nothing. Can I just say that? We just didn't
do anything. Yes, and we've got people who don't know anything about this, so.
Yes. So I wanted to fly cheaper, but I really didn't know how to go about doing that. And that is something that really always bugged me. I would look online to like figure out how to travel for less or, you know, like Google it. And the answers that popped up, I feel like they never helped. Like the answer was sign up for a card, which I'm like, okay, that's great. But I would have tons of questions about that. Like, well, which card do I sign up for? How do I use it? What do I do with the points? Like that just wasn't a very helpful answer to me. And so we would just save up our money and then we would try to travel in like a cheaper way, mm-hmm. but still just saving up for it all.
Paying less, but not using points or miles.
Yeah. We didn't try to like travel hack and use points and miles and things. It was just trying to save up all the money and travel a little bit cheaper. One thing we did do was we signed up for a program that is similar to like Scott's Cheap Flights. Uh-huh. But it is solely for the airport that I use. And so it's called, and if you're from Utah, it's at Flights From Home, and she sends all deals just from Utah. And so when a flight would come through that was a good deal, we would just buy it on, save a couple hundred dollars on the flight that way, but you're still paying for the flight.
Right.
So that's how we started, was just nothing, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And what ages are your kids?
I have a 10, a 7, and a 4-year-old.
Okay. And do you feel that kind of urgency of like, you want to take them places and show them things, you know, while they're young, before they leave home?
Yes. So we've been traveling with them since my oldest was 4 months old. Like we started traveling with them then, but we only did like one big trip every like 2 years or something. And we would take a lot of small trips, but like a big trip where we went to like Disney or something would only be every couple of years. And so they love traveling. And as they're getting older now, they are in the funnest stage right now. And they are so fun to travel with. And so this like hits me that I really want to travel them with them more and more right now. Yeah. While I have them at these stages, and it's just so fun. And so like last year, I just like, all right, this is a new goal of mine. I really want to travel more with my kids. But I got stuck and on where to start. I didn't know how to do it. And, that's kind of where your program came in. So like, I signed up for, I was on your email list, I believe. Mm-hmm. And I would get emails from you about the program. And I was just like, okay, like it hit me enough times that I finally got onto the program. And the one thing that was, there was a card offer and I saw it was a really good card offer. And I was so stressed out because I didn't want to spend, it was like the last day to sign up for the card. And I was like, crap, what do I do? Like, how do I figure out how to use this card or whatever? And you jumped on a Zoom call with me. And that was hands down, like you answered all my questions, it like figured out how to do this. And that helped me so much that I was like, all right, this is doable. I can do this. And we got the card. And then a month later, I was like, all right, I know I need help figuring out what to do with the card. And so that's when I joined the Families Fight Free program.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, definitely a goal that I have tried to create in this membership is no one does tell you like a process of how to collect the miles and points and what to do with them, especially for a family. And so I know I have figured it out for my family. We did the same thing. Like before we knew about miles and points, we would take like a car trip every year, you know, and maybe once every couple years, my husband and I might fly somewhere. So that totally changed things for us too, to where we now travel with everyone 6 times a year by plane. But I wanted to give people a simple process to follow based on what's worked for my family and then offer that one-on-one help, which, you know, you found to be so valuable because you have a lot of questions when you get started in this. And even trying to email someone, and if you're lucky to get an answer, you know, it's just a one-off. You can't follow up with another question and really tailor it to your situation. So I find that even though I have a process that people can follow, it still is different for every family based on how many people you're traveling with, where you want to go, what cards you already have, or if you have no cards, you know, all of that kind of stuff. So what's changed for you now? Like, have you been able to do any traveling yet? I know we're in the middle of a pandemic, but, or have you been able to at least plan some travel?
Yes, I have one planned. We had just taken a trip, but that was pre me getting into the program. Mm-hmm. So now it's going to be fun. I'm going to like do the same trip over with the program and see how much cheaper I can do it and save. But we did just book a trip last month to Vegas. And I was so excited because this was our first free trip that we have booked. And it was like 2,116 points a person. And so I'm like, that hardly made a dent in our points. And we got a free flight out of it. And that is so exciting for me. So we are looking for our next trip to book. I'm just waiting right now for like a deal. So I'm combining my flights from home, waiting for a good deal to come through on that. And then I can jump on it with my points. So I'm waiting for Southwest because we like to travel Southwest. So I'm kind of just waiting on a deal to come by and before we can jump on it. So
yeah. And like, that's a good example of, yes, you need to use miles and points to fly free. But what a lot of people miss is the part about if you fly Southwest, which is the airline I recommend to simply and easily fly a whole family free. You have to understand how to pay the fewest points per flight so that you can take a lot of trips on the points that you have. And so like, that was an incredible deal you got that was like 1,000 points per way. I said, you like, I don't even think I've ever seen anything that cheap ever. So like you said, that doesn't even make a dent in the points that we're teaching you to earn. And so I think that shows people like, you know, we flew a whole family to Hawaii for 30,000 points for 4 people, which is also a really good deal. And when we're teaching you to earn, you know, 150, 200,000 points, it's easy to see how many trips you can take with that if you understand the strategies that we teach of how to pay the fewest points per flight, which is things like understanding when sales are happening and taking advantage of Southwest's rebooking policy. And then I have some good hacks as well to add on top of that, which is how we got such a good deal to Hawaii. So I think that's an important point to make. I think a lot of people miss not just the collecting of the points, but how to efficiently redeem them, which is a big part of what we teach in the membership. So What would you say you enjoy the most or has been the most helpful to you inside the membership? Because there's a lot of components to it. We have weekly webinars, we have lots of video library, we send out email alerts, and we do customized plans on one-on-one calls, just to name a few. But what has been the most helpful to you?
Okay, there's two things that are hands down my favorite. That would be, for me, the ability to ask a question and get it answered. Like, that is huge. It seems simple, but I've asked a lot of questions around and sometimes you just don't get answers. And with the Family Flies Free, I've always gotten an answer. And so that is hands down one of the biggest things for me, that I can ask anything and it will get an answer. And right. I also love the Zoom consults that I get that help me tailor the travel for my family. I'm working through getting, like this year, we're working on getting a companion pass, you know, making sure that that's the first step and we're getting everything in a row and we get that. And then from there, I'm not just left with what to do next. Like, there'll be another step. They'll be like, hey, you can go on this path and do this. So right. I love that there is help along the way, every step.
And we've even talked about like good destinations to travel to as well, right? So even that side of things, not just the flying free and staying free, but where to go and what to do when you're there. Yes. And we do a lot of webinars on that, those topics as well, based on places that we know our members want to go, like Hawaii, Disney, Europe, etc.
Yes, and there's so much with that. Like, I just asked you, okay, we're planning a next trip, like where should we go, and get some ideas of like, where's a good family friendly place that we can go visit? Where's a good place we can go visit with grandparents? Like, there's other people also in the community that can give you lots of tips. And we just went to Florida a couple months ago, and I was going there without a rental car and trying to figure out, how do I get groceries? And there was like all the information given about how to get grocery services to the hotel or different things that I had no idea that you could do. And that was a huge, like, oh, okay, there's other things that will work in this situation. So
and you posted that in the community, that one?
Yes. Uh-huh. I posted that.
That might be kind of like a surprising feature that we haven't talked about. I would say that's even surprised me as the creator of the membership, of what a resource and benefit that is all the other members helping each other.
Yeah. Yeah, it was so nice. You answered, and I think somebody else answered, but I just got it answered about, hey, there's these other grocery services and things that can help. And so any question, questions on your Ask Lynn Q&A, able to ask things about, hey, getting started with the card was very confusing at first, and you just simply answered the questions about how to use the card. One thing I'm really looking forward to is, okay, the next time I plan a Hawaii trip, I'm going to go deep dive on all those videos and find out where we can go and different things like that. So that's one thing I'm also looking forward to. I love the big itineraries that are also laid out in the program.
Right. Yes. So those are all good. So like, I host a monthly Ask Me Anything Q&A video session, which is what Krista's referring to there. So if you have a question, you can bring it there and I'll answer it live. And we do have itineraries loaded up inside the program as well for national parks and San Diego and Colorado Springs. We're going to be adding Hawaii soon. So those are great resources too. And community wise, we do have a community section inside the membership. And then we have a Facebook group as well for people who are on Facebook. That's another place that you can interact. And then we also, like Krista joined us for a webinar on Disney as like a panelist. So we'll bring on different members who have expertise or have been to a destination recently to share their tips with everyone. So like this month, we're going to be talking about timeshares. So we have a member who owns a timeshare. So he's going to give us some tips on how to get these timeshares really, really cheap. Which was something that sort of was new to me, but is a great travel savings. It's not a free travel, but it's a way to pay pennies on the dollar for accommodations if you wanted to spend a little money instead of redeem points for a hotel, for example. So would you recommend the membership to families like yourself? And if so, why?
Yes, I would highly recommend the membership. I have gotten so much out of it that I do recommend this. Like, if you want to start traveling more with your family and you need to do it for less, like, this is the program And I just love that because within the program, there's so much information. There's like the smorgasbord of information, and you can get help on the credit cards. You can get help on itineraries, where to travel. There is just so much there. And then there's every month, like we said, covers a different topic. And I've loved the topics that you've covered so far, like Disney and Hawaii and national parks and like the timeshare ones and car rentals this month. I just listened to Cammie's car rental thing and I was like, oh my heck, I love this because it got me up to date. I'm like, I didn't know all these car rental tips and I didn't know we were in a car rental shortage right now. Like things that I did not know about that unless I love that the program keeps me on top of things. Especially you are extremely knowledgeable in credit cards. Like you know them in and out. And like in the program, there's this month, use this card for these things. Like that's helpful for me. Or like these, the shopping portal would be good on these things this month. Things that are pointed out already that you guys do the work on and you just present it. And we were able to like, okay, that's where I need to make, we can make the decision if that's where I need to go. So yes, I would recommend this program if you're looking to simply travel more with your family and want some help doing it.
And do you feel like the investment is worth it in terms of the savings, that both time and money that you get?
I do. I feel like it's worth it because you're getting lots of information and you can always, like for me, the asking of the questions and getting answers is huge. Like you can just find out, okay, this is, I have a question, I can get it answered, and there's more ideas I can get. The Zoom consults are a big to keep you on track of what your travel goals want to be. And there's just weekly emails from you. You're constantly keeping us updated on travel things. So if you are into travel and want to go do it, I think it's worth it. And you'll save money on the flights. You can save money on hotels, car rentals. There's so much money to be saved that it makes the membership totally worth it.
And I feel like too, like you talked about, just being able to ask a question here or there often saves someone a giant mistake that could cost you a lot. It could cost you a lot of time. And just me knowing that answer quickly, you know, can be a huge benefit. And I always encourage members, like if you are not unsure at all, please ask the question rather than make a mistake. Because we're happy to help. We've got folks at all levels here, people who are very brand new to this, to folks who've been doing it a while, and we're able to help tweak what everyone's doing to make it simpler. I'm all about keeping it simple. And that's what I'm trying to do here is, yeah, save you from having to do the legwork, right? Mm-hmm. By sending you the information that you need to fly free the way we teach it, and just to help people save as much as possible and avoid costly mistakes. Cause I've been doing this a while. I see a lot of mistakes that are easily avoided if you just had one little tidbit or two of information. So you can be assured that you won't make any major mistakes as a member of the program.
Yeah, and I feel that is huge. So getting the help along the way about not making mistakes.
And in terms of like a lot of people come to this and they go, fly free, like, is that a gimmick? This is too good to be true. So what would you tell someone who is intrigued by this, but a little bit unsure that, is this a real thing?
It does. Cause it's like, how can we fly our family for free? That doesn't make any sense. But I'm like, okay, I'm just new and I'm newbie to all of this. And, you know, I'm like, we just booked a first free flight. And that is very exciting. I'm like, and I can see, like, I'm starting to see how the process is going to work. I'm still in the beginning phases of learning this whole thing, but I can see it like, okay, the points are coming. I can see that. I can see how we can use it on flights. I can see how you can use points and get your hotels for free. Like there is a way that I can see this all coming together and traveling for free. So yes, it does sound too good to be true, but it can happen.
Okay. Awesome. All right. Well, I think that was a great summary of how this membership can work for families and families of five. Like, I get that a lot too. We have a lot of families of three or four, but we also have some of five and six who are joining us. And it's absolutely possible to do it for that number too. And that's where you really do need to understand how to stretch those points like we talked about, because you're flying more people on the same number of points, but you can do it. And it's pretty simple. So any final thoughts or anything you'd want to tell people to be sure to know, or anything that surprised you?
I would just say, if you're looking for a community of people who love to travel and how they share it and how they do it for less money and just some help along the way of, you know, even things to do at different places and things like that, it is a great community of like-minded people about that, that will help you out. And Lane, you make the whole program. That is what you do. You make the program because you're so friendly and personable and you have such a wealth of knowledge and all. You make the program. You really do.
Oh, thank you. All right. So everyone needs to sign up for Families Fly Free. Bottom line.
Bottom line. Do it.
All right. Awesome. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Krista. And we will catch you on the next podcast episode, everyone.
Ready to fly your family free? Come join me inside my Families Fly Free program, where you get my simple step-by-step plan and my personal help so you can make more priceless travel memories with your family before your kids leave home. Visit familiesflyfree.com/join. That's familiesflyfree.com/join to learn more and get started flying free today.